You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It is the Talking Cup. It is Tuesday, the 12th of March, and it is 10 a.m. And usually at 10 a.m. I come on here and I will say things like, let's talk about football for 15 minutes, and then let's talk about the random stuff for another 15. And it usually sends into farce, and we all get on about our day about half 10. This morning is a little bit different. It's a little bit different for the reason being Michael Edwards. Michael Edwards has agreed to return to Liverpool. In what capacity, we're not 100% sure yet. But breaking news this morning, I woke up to a tweet from, well, I didn't wake up, I was up, I promise. I was up getting the kids ready for school. And I seen a tweet from Paul Joyce to say that Michael Edwards has now agreed to return to Liverpool Football Club. in the wake of Jurgen Klopp leaving in the summer. It's huge, huge, huge news. So if you're in here and you're watching, please hit the like button to let us know you're watching. Subscribe if you haven't already. And leave comments as to how you feel about this. And maybe for the news coming in the near future with regards to this move by Liverpool to bring Michael Edwards back to the club. It is being reported that Michael Edwards will return. As again, the role is not being absolutely nailed down, but it's being reported that it's actually a role within FSG, which will give him wider scope out to do a job outside of Liverpool. But I would guess that it's probably he's going to be like head of football operations, and you're looking at is a Richard Hughes that's on garden leave at Bournemouth currently. It looks like he may be the one coming in as a director of football, and then of course you have a manager. So there's still loads to go on. Michael Edwards coming back is a huge coup, I think, for Liverpool. You know, he left the club, I think, in 2022. And you know, he was touted to, you know, he was opening a business, and he was going to be consulting for literally, you know, Premier League clubs all over Europe, wherever it might be. And it now looks like he was linked with Chelsea, he was linked with Manchester United, he was linked with Newcastle, he was linked with clubs abroad, but it looks like he will return to Liverpool. I'm going to read out as many comments as I can because I'm looking for your reaction as much as mine. John Brooks reckons he must be paying him some amount of money to bring him back. Money's not going to be an issue, John. Money's just not going to be an issue. Let me see. Chris Golding finds this very, very interesting news. Is it surprising? Because his name has come up, and I said it last week, you know, if they're talking last week about him possibly in talks with Liverpool, the talks are over. You know, if it's either going to happen or not happen. Well, it's been reported this morning that he will return. That's probably been, I would say, it's probably been agreed a little while ago. But Kevin Ball is delighted getting the structure in place for the after the departure of Jurgen Klopp. He wants the manager in next, and James Knight feels this is massive for the club's future. Let me see. PID says, feeling good knowing he's at the helm. So I think the vast majority of people are going to be absolutely delighted with this news with regards to Michael Edwards. Let me see. Oh, yeah. James Knight says he's torn down similar offers from Chelsea and United. We're massive, he says. Gavin Morgan says, Edwards back as head of football operations. Hughes joining as sporting director at the end of the season. Of course, Richard Hughes has a contract with Bournemouth. He has been put on gardening leave. Apparently, he told that club in November what was going on. So you can kind of see a timeline going on here. And the talk is that him and Edwards are very, very, very close and admire each other's work massively. So bringing if Richard Hughes is coming in, you would think he's coming in as a director of football above a manager, which you know, the obvious thing then is that Michael Edwards is coming in as some sort of head of football operations with a bigger responsibility, you know, than he would have had at the club going back 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago. Let me see. David says, rumours around Edwards heading the creation of a multi-club model to mirror City and Chelsea. I haven't seen that rumour. I'm going to be honest with you. I have not seen that rumour. The fact that he come back now, does that not say himself and Klopp didn't get on, says Canters? No, I don't think so. You know, him and Klopp are very, very close. Him and Klopp has so many good things to say about Michael Edwards. Really does. You don't really hear Michael Edwards say an awful lot in public. I can't remember the last time he spoke in public, even if he did. But sometimes clubs just go in different directions. Sometimes he wants to do something different. Maybe he felt, you know, he wanted more responsibility to the club and they weren't there to give it to him, because you have to remember Mike Gordon is there, Billy Hogan is there. Of course, Billy Hogan has taken on, I think he's like CEO of FSG International now, so he'd be overlooking everything, whether that's football clubs, baseball clubs, I don't know, they've something to do with Indy 500, haven't they? They've a hockey team. They've all sorts going on, so maybe, you know, a little bit of a manoeuvring above the kind of in around that part of the club, i.e. Gordon and Billy Hogan, allows Michael Edwards to come in and go, right, I will be the main man here. And, you know, I don't think it would have been in Edwards' interest to come back in the same position he was in 2 years ago, you know. So getting him back, giving him more responsibility and putting, you know, giving him the keys and saying, right, let's get things in place. I want to talk about the manager in a little bit, because I feel like these 1, 2, 3 appointments have to link together. You know, I've always said that if you're after a manager, let's use Xavi Alonso as an example. If you're after a manager, you need to be able to tell the manager who is going to be above him and who's going to be above that again and what the plan is, because you don't want the manager coming in agreeing on something and then two lads come in and go, no, that's not really what we want to do. So I would suspect if Richard Hughes and Xavi Alonso are the targets for those two positions, that some sort of talks have gone on to allow all these appointments to happen and to make it as smooth as possible. Let me see. O'Brien has something in there. Mrs. bought a jacket the other day. I've now worked out to the cost of nappies. I've decided that I'm going to work out the cost of everything now. 550 nappies to Jackie. Oh, so Brian is a new father and he's going to work out the cost of everything based on how many nappies it will cost. Nice, I like it. Let me see. I'm going to go down here. Dan Bailey says, morning, Gavin. The chat, great news this morning. I haven't seen one negative thing. I have not seen one negative comment with regards to Michael Edwards coming back. As I said, reported by Paul Joyce. Now being reported widely by a lot of people. But I don't really pay attention to a lot of people. I pay attention to Paul Joyce. Liverpool need to get their house in order. You know, we've seen what can happen to clubs if you don't get your house in order. Manchester United being the biggest one. They're now 11 years without a title. You know, I don't know how long that title wait is going to go on. They look all over the place. They're scrambling around now going, we need a new stadium. Can someone pay for us? You know, but that's just a clever business move. But when you look at the amount of people that have gone through Manchester United, managers, players, directors, bringing in part owners now, it's all gone on in the last 10 or 11 years after what was an unbelievably successful period for Manchester United in the 90s, 2000s, and part of the 2010s. So getting this right and having your ducks in a line is absolutely huge. And I really But personally, I think it's a brilliant move. I think he knows the club, and we speak about when Klopp goes, the manager that comes in, does he know the standard? Does he know how it works? Blah, blah, blah. The same when it comes to these sort of positions within the club. So Michael Edwards knows how the club works. He knows how the owners work. So you're not going to get any, you know, oh, I wasn't too sure over this, or oh, I wasn't aware of that. Michael Edwards knows exactly how FSG work. Now, Michael Edwards is in a position of power where if he's taking this job, he's going in saying, I need this, this, and this, and I need these guarantees. Not that he's going to make huge demands, but he'll need some guarantees as to what way FSG want to run this for the next 5-10 years. Are they keeping it the same? Are they going to change slightly with regards to finances? Whatever it might be. But Michael Edwards, the biggest thing for me with Michael Edwards being appointed here is it's Michael Edwards. He's not going to leave any stone unturned. You know he goes into every single detail. So he's not actually going to go in there with any kind of, you know, surprises waiting around the corner from. That's what I think is the biggest thing here. Kev says he's going to have massive control in this new role, otherwise he wouldn't do it. I agree. I think for FSG to get him back, they're not going to... Look, you can sell Liverpool as much as you want, and it's a fantastic football club in a fantastic position, but you're not going to get Michael Edwards to come back and go, listen, do you just want to come back and do what you've done before? And he's going to go, no, because I left the club because I was doing what I've done before. I need something bigger. And you have to match his potential, and you have to match his ambition. And I think by doing what they're doing here, I think they are, and they're giving them the scope now to bring in a director of football who he trusts, and it's not kind of, you know, two different parties just meeting and trying to make stuff work. Richard Hughes, by all accounts, is a huge fan of Michael Edwards, and Michael Edwards is a huge fan of Richard Hughes. And then it comes down to the manager. And we'll talk about him in a minute. I'm just going to read out another couple of comments, okay? Was worried about the structure post-Klopp, says Megan. But with Edwards coming back, I've no doubt he will get the right man for the job, and hopefully it's Xavi Alonso. Great news. And Gavin Morgan just says, yeah, Edwards will appoint you as a sporting director and then a new manager. Hughes can't do anything until the summer, can't you know? I think he can't go anywhere till the season's over. But that's, look, that's boy to boy. If that's the way things are and contracts are, it's the same with a manager. You know, you're not, if you're going for Amorim or you're going for Xavi Alonso, they're both under contract with Sporting Lisbon and Leverkusen. So you're not going to get them out either. And you don't need to. You have a manager. But, do you know what I mean? Like, it's something where you can't just decide, right, we want all these lads now, you know, and it has to be done. Richard Hughes is there. If the garden leave ends at the, you know, end of May, start of June, and he comes in, that's absolutely fine. Let me see. Gavin Walsh says, the fact Edwards has come back is a huge bonus for Liverpool. He knows the ropes, knows what FSG wants as owners. This is huge, he says. It is huge, isn't it? When you think about it. Like, when you think the money Chelsea throw around, you know, when you think the amount... And they do it foolishly at times, but they're always willing to spend. They're always willing to put the money down. And he doesn't go there. And when you think of the kind of power and all the cards he would have held, say if Manchester United approach him, where he just goes, look, this is a mess. Like, I want, never mind ABC, I want A to Z, and you're going to give it to me in order to come in. And he doesn't go there. And listen, before anybody at Chelsea tells you, or anybody at United tells you, that, oh no, Michael Edwards, we weren't interested in it, go back and look across social media and YouTube, and I'm telling you, you'll find loads of stuff around Chelsea and Michael Edwards and Manchester United and Michael Edwards. You will. So for the fact that he doesn't fancy them, but Liverpool have done something to make it come back, you know, and Liverpool probably had the hardest job getting him back because he knows how it works. He might have had grievances where the other clubs, he's just blank slate or a clean slate. This might have been a harder appointment for Liverpool to make than Chelsea or United, but they've done something here to make it happen. And, you know, I think FSG, you know, people will give them credit, people won't. You know, let's see how this rolls. It's the fourth sign that they're trying... that they're really realising how big Klopp is to this club. And that's probably wrong, sorry. They know how big he is to the club, but the impact he has on the day-to-day running of the club and the aura around the club and the attraction of the club, they're going to lose that asset at the end of the season, and it's a huge thing to lose. So putting the right people in place is huge. And, you know, for them to go and get this done, I think hats off to them. Just two more stages to doing this. And then the fourth, well, there's probably more than that, but the two next stages will be a manager and a sporting director, and then, or a football director, whatever you want to call them. And then it's about, when you get these together, what do you allow them to do? What tools do you give them to keep Liverpool where they are and push Liverpool on? And right now, yeah, it's a really good move. Justin says Edward should sign the head of the PGMOL. Paul Gormley says three in to replace one just shows how Klopp is irreplaceable, but as a manager. Yeah, Paul, that's a great point. You know, the structure that's there at Liverpool at the moment is really, really, really good. You know, we're going to lose Klopp and three of his coaches, but above him, we're making two appointments here to keep that structure. And I think to protect the new manager coming in, you know, and make a manager feel like he's starting off on the same foot as the guys above him, rather than these guys have been here for years, you know, there you go, Xavi Alonso, this is how we work. I think it's just giving everyone a scope, and it's taking a bit of pressure off everyone. You know, this is a team effort that's going to have to go into this, rather than, oh, everything's in place, Xavi Alonso goes in, yeah, he has to do brilliant, or Amorim, or whoever it is. He has to go in and he has to be perfect. Let me see. Ale says, great to see Edwards back. Cahill says, fantastic business by FSG to get Edwards, considering he turned us down a few months ago. There's talk he turned us down. I don't know. But then again, he probably turned us down with, no, I don't want to do the same job. But if you come back with something different, I may do that. Let me see. Emmett says, Edwards and Ewes to look after contracts. Xabi to give everything else on the training pitch. That's where he would like that to go. Ash 100 says, what is Richard Ewes' track record? Not trying to be funny, but why has he chosen one other than being Edwards me? I think it's a bit more than that, and I'm not going to pretend I know everything about Richard Ewes, right? I'm only going on clips and bits, little bits I've read. I think that the reason they are mates, don't get me wrong, I don't know if they're mates, but they massively respect each other. They must have come across each other in business, I don't know how long Richard Hughes is at the club at Bournemouth. I'd have to go and check that, but maybe they've worked on transfers going between clubs and stuff like that. But the word is that Richard Hughes has huge respect for Michael Edwards and vice versa. And when you look at Bournemouth, you know, the bitch, I think they were a bit shaky for a couple of years, and they go down, don't think they come back up. But now they feel like, you know, they may be on the crest of going where they aren't perennial kind of relegation fodder. He's brought in some good players at Bournemouth. But do I know his track record 100%? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Like, I've other things to be doing than reading up on Richard Hughes and how good he is. But what I will say is that this is where you have to start trusting people. If Michael Edwards comes in and you're delighted with Michael Edwards, you have to allow the trust to go. If he's picking the sporting director, this is the guy he's picking, and he has his reasons, you know. And I'm sure if Richard Hughes is appointed as a director of football at Liverpool, something will come out where he does an interview, or Michael Edwards does an interview, or they do an interview together, or Liverpool put out something regarding to him. But let's wait and see on that. But I understand, because Andy says the same. What has Hughes done? I guess we know how Edwards got big coin from Bournemouth now. I don't know how long Richard Hughes is at Bournemouth. If someone wants to check on that, it will make a lot more sense as to how they know each other and how they've dealt with each other. But I'm not 100% sure how long he's there. Is there a chance that Jürgen just turns around and says, fuck this, I want a piece of this? No, I don't think there is. I think if you see how relaxed Jürgen Klopp is over the last couple of weeks, with a title race, which is three-way title race, and he's right in it, and he just seems to be floating on air. And it's not because he's leaving Liverpool. People take that wrong. It's because the weight is off him. He knows what his job is. He can see the end line. He can actually see the end line. I can't see Jürgen Klopp turn around and go, do you know what? This is a great setup. Can I stay? I would say Jürgen Klopp has been some way involved in this. You know, being on to maybe put Michael Edwards' name forward, maybe being in the discussion. I don't know. But Jürgen Klopp holds massive sway at Liverpool Football Club. And could Michael Edwards be on to Jürgen Klopp saying, right, what's going on there? Is this right? Bum, 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 bum. And Jürgen Klopp going, listen, I think it's going to be excellent. Because if let's be honest, if there's one thing Jürgen Klopp is, he's straight down the line with you. And I think it's going to be, we have to trust now. Like, Edwards is a great move. We have to trust what comes after this. And straight away I'm thinking patience, and straight away I'm thinking time, and straight away I'm thinking no overreactions. But that very rarely happens, doesn't it? Very, very rarely happens. Kevin Ball says, Barry Hunter, Hughes, Will Spearman will probably do most of the day-to-day, I'd imagine. Edwards probably has final say over most decisions. His appointment is with FSG this time, not just LFC, says Avo. Yeah, and again, it could be him looking to, you know, be a bit of a Billy Hogan. Billy Hogan was, you know, up there on Liverpool, but he does other stuff for FSG. That could be a position Michael Edwards is walking into. And let's not, maybe FSG and maybe Michael Edwards don't want to pigeonhole him as just Liverpool football operations. We don't know exactly. We know he's coming back. We know it's going to be a more responsibility than he had a couple of years ago. And that's all we really know. But his track record will tell you he's excellent at what he does. And that's what you want. Like, if we sit here and they appointed someone as a director of football, you'd be going, ah, who's this fella? Ah, he was okay at this club. Does he know the club? What's he going to do? Is he going to, you know, upend the place? And you don't feel that. Michael Edwards just feels like a nice, not a safe appointment, but as close to a guarantee, I think, as you can get. That's my opinion. That's my opinion. Nobody else's. That's mine. Dan says, I think people are making too big of a fuss of this. He wasn't without fault during his time. Correct. I'm just happy vital roles at the clubs are being filled. Need to sort a new manager and player contracts now. Yeah, that's a fair point. But I think, like, Dan, to reverse that a little bit, it's the 12th of March. Like, literally in 8 weeks' time, 9 weeks' time, possibly 10. Jürgen Klopp won't be at this club. And I can tell you, if we got down to 6 weeks to go and Liverpool, for some reason, aren't in, you know, an FA Cup and aren't in the Europa League and lose a game in the league, the biggest fuss being made will be, oh, we're down, look, whatever it is, and now Klopp's going to leave, we're only this, and we've no one in place. To, you know, that's how it works. Like, genuinely, it can go from 1 week on, everything's fine, to next week, the whole world is going to end. So I think this is a nice move. I think you won't see anything on the director of football and you won't see anything on the manager until the season ends. Is it agreed now? I'm not sure. Will it be agreed by the end of the season? Possibly, but I don't think you'll hear anything until the end of the season. I can't see Leverkusen, if it's Xavi Alonso, and I can't see Sporting Lisbon, if it's Amorim, turning around going, yeah, you're okay to announce what's going on here. There's too much going on with them. There's absolutely too much going on with them. Let me see. Michael Edwards, Paddy says Michael Edwards is overqualified as a sporting director. Well, maybe he feels the same, and maybe that's why he wants a position, you know, higher within the club. Peter Kropotkin, I hope I've said that right, Peter. He says, ex-Bournemouth, uninspired. Yeah, but this is where, Peter, this is where you need to trust what's going on. This is where, you know, if Michael Edwards is making that decision and you're happy with Michael Edwards, you have to trust Michael Edwards. And not only in the sporting director role, you need to trust Michael Edwards in the manager thing, because we're all talking about Amorim, we're all talking about Alonso. What happens if there's somebody else out there that Michael Edwards and Richard Hughes, like, what happens if there is someone else out there? What if they decide, you know what, we really like the look of Unai Emery? What if they really like the look of, you know, any given manager that's not Xavi Alonso or Amorim? Because we've nailed them, and I've nailed me colours to the mast on Alonso. But it's about trust. It's about them. The club have made a decision on Edwards. He'll make a decision on the sporting director, and between them, they'll make a decision on the manager altogether. So it needs to be trust. David Lennon said, playing any golf, Gav? I'm playing this weekend. I'm playing the following Thursday, and I'm playing the following Monday, because the golf channel is on its way back. So we are recording over the next week or so. So if you're not subscribe to the golf channel, Bang Average Golf, you'll see us there. We haven't had stuff out in a while, but we've been working hard behind the scenes, so that is coming back soon. You'd be glad to know. IDUB Global represent Alonso and also Andoni Iraola, so would have a relationship with Richard Hughes at Bournemouth. Oh, okay, cool. Let me see. Jerry says, Bournemouth are a tiny club who survived the top tier for a decade while doing some outstanding business like Ramsdale, Mings, Ake, Danjuma. Obviously different levels, but a hugely impressive CV. Again, I don't know how long he's at Bournemouth. I don't know if I can tie him into all those signings and all those moves. Brian O'Sullivan says, this is a load of rubbish. We need Damien Comoli back. My only negative from PW says, my only negative is the age-old adage of never go back, but I'm all on board for this. Yeah, and I'm with you when it comes to looks of managers and stuff like that, romantic appointments. And I am with you on that. And I do kind of contradict myself a bit when I say Alonso, but I don't think Alonso qualifies as a romantic appointment. I think what he's doing and his ceiling is absolutely flying. And that's why I'm in with Alonso. But I don't think we're going back specifically with Michael Edwards to say, just come back and do what you're doing. This is new. This is a new position. This is another person coming in underneath them, and also a manager. So it is new. It's not like we're just going to go back and go, Klopp's staying and bring him in and he's going to do what he used to do. And the guy that's in a beat, the smoke, and has no jobbers anymore. It's not like that. It's just not like that. let me see. Dragon says, lots of clubs were selling out Edwards like Chelsea, United and Real. Yeah, those three and Newcastle, I think, were at one stage were looking as well. And Paul does say, I'm happy with this, but it just shows that we are replacing Klopp with three people. It really just shows how irreplaceable he is, that we need three men and a restructure. Yeah, and I think part of the restructure, though, in fairness, I think might be the fact that who you're bringing in. You know, Klopp, director of football, I don't know how big he was in the end on it, whereas I think Xavi Alonso and Amorim will be quite very open to it. And then you need a steady hand. You know, I'd be worried if you said to me, we're bringing in Richard Hughes and Xavi Alonso, because then I'm like, right, you know, they're way too in the firing line for me. I think the Edwards thing coming in and overseeing, I think is a really clever move that just stabilizes the other two appointments. I think it's huge. And that's not to downplay Edwards' appointment, by the way. Let me see. It's a promotion for Edwards. He was never coming back to do the same job. Great appointments as boom boom. That's where I am with it. Let me see. Cantor says, I'd be surprised if any manager announcement was made before the end of the season, especially if it's Alonso who was chasing down the league title. Yeah, I can't. You're not going to see it. And I think not only our respect for Alonso or Amorim or whoever, I think more our respect for Jurgen Klopp. He has a job to do here. They don't want to take their eye off the prize. They don't want the focus going anywhere else. This is an announcement today, which is fine. But it's not a non-footballing appointment, but it's not something that, you know, we have replaced Jurgen Klopp in March. It's not going to be that. And you're not going to see it till, I would say, late May, early June. That's where, you know, the air season doesn't end potentially till the 26th of May. I think it's the 26th of May. 25th of May, maybe, the FA Cup final. But then, like, you have all the stuff around Klopp leaving, you're going to have that. So you're looking at early June, I think. Unless Leverkusen's season finishes and all parties agree that this is what's going to happen. But if Leverkusen stay in the Europa League and meet Liverpool in the final, for argument's sake, you're looking at the 23rd. 22nd, 23rd of May, when Alonso's last game is. So you have to remember that as well. Look, I think the response has been, like, there's very little, opposition to this. I'm just flying through the comments here because they're absolutely flying down the page. And fair play to you. And if you're watching, hit the like button, please do. Look, like, subscribe, all that sort of messing. Let me see. Kat says, didn't Hughes sanction the overpriced purchases of some of our ex-players? He won't be able to do that at Liverpool. Yeah, he's probably, if he was there at the club, he was probably selling them to Mike, or he was probably buying them off Michael Edwards. So having the two of them together, it might work. It might work. It absolutely might. But look, I'm going to leave us. We said we do a half an hour this morning. We usually do the half an hour where it's split between football and nonsense. I did want to go through some of the VAR stuff that was written yesterday, but I shall leave it. There's no point. There's no talking to them anymore. No matter what way, you know, literally someone could come on and behead someone on the fucking pitch and they'd make a rule that it was in the box. Look, there's a high bar. The Premier League is different to other things. You know, it doesn't matter that it was in the penalty box and stuff. Absolute fucking nonsense out of people. And people that are paid to write it. People that are paid to write it and seen as the oracle when it comes to these VAR rules, which is off the scale. But that's probably the reason why you see people becoming extremely patronising when it comes to talking to the layman about football. John Brooks says, Gav, could you imagine we go to Goodison, we win the league and relegate the F? Yeah, it's in my mind, but I don't think Everton are going down. I don't think they've won a game since December. I think by the time they come back, and this is only from listening to the Blue Room, which is an excellent Everton podcast, by the time they come back, I think it'll be 100 days without a win for Everton. But I think Luton's bubble might be a little bit burst, and I think Forest might be in trouble. I think there's enough clubs around there that Everton will get out, similar to the last two seasons. But Everton are in an awful world of trouble when it comes to financial stuff. I don't know what's going to happen with their other appeal. Is that another points deduction? But going into next season, they've no money. And they'll have players out of contract, and they'll have players wanting out. Well, I'm not doing this again. So, but the Everton thing, we have to stay in both cup competitions to get Everton on the midweek before we play Wolves. And honestly, if we were to go into Everton 1 point ahead to win it, oh Jesus Christ, the ending of all endings. You know, I'd nearly give up. The other two trophies to win it at Goodison on a Wednesday before we host Wolves on a Sunday. I genuinely would. And I want to win everything, but Jesus, you have to make some allowances at some stage, don't you? But I don't think they're going down. That's being honest. But I'll take winning it at their place. I really, really would. Let me see. Chris Golan says, people are paying for this, Gav. Well, this is actually a free show this morning, but I get where you're coming from. And you won't interrupt the lyrics of Bike by Pink Floyd. Right. On tomorrow's member show, I'm going to take down the lyrics to Bike by Pink Floyd. And I'm going to start reading them and interpreting them. How does that sound? Jesus, you're so incessant. Anyway, that has been me for this morning. Have a great day. We will be back. I'll be back tomorrow morning with lyrics from Bike from Pink Floyd and other football and random stuff. We'll be back tomorrow night with a member show with the greatest, where we start adding in our wild cards. We'll be back on Thursday then with reaction to the Sparta Prague game. And then we'll be back on Sunday with two shows. So that's it. Hit the like button on your way out. Subscribe if you haven't already. And we'll talk to you soon. Over and out.
Podcast Network.